Jack Hill's a name we've been seeing in the form guides for many years. But unlike a lot of the superstars, he's a man that has to fight hard every day to get a ride. And it's good to have a chat to Jack on a morning like this where we're looking at all the jockeys and how tough they work. Jack, good to see you, mate.
Yeah, it's bright and early, like always.
Yeah. For you, what's a regular week?
Regular week, normally Monday races, Tuesday up at 3 o'clock, track work, jump outs. I like to have Tuesday off after track work and jump out so I can have a little nap, refresh, and just try and do my best to get rides Wednesday, which normally that can be a day off as well, where they just have the city meetings. I might get one here and there, but that's very rare. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday on, yeah.
Yeah. How tough is it? Because we see, you know, the superstars, the Ollies and Jamie Carrs these days, but for, I suppose, a lot of jockeys, it's pretty tough to get rides out there all the time. How do you find it?
Yeah, look, it is very tough, but my father always says to me, the harder you work, the luckier you get, and that's it. Like if you're going and doing the work, trainers seem to throw your rides here and there, which is good. Mick Price and Michael Kennett, they've been great. Robert Hickman's been great. I've had a lot of other trainers that have been great as well. But if you put in the work, they'll give you the opportunities.
What do you love about being a jockey?
I actually just love the horses. I hate being inside. I love being outside. So it's, you know, to work with animals outside every day. It's not many people can say that they love their job is fun. So you know, they love their job. So it's not really a job when it's like that.
It's fun, but it's also dangerous. You've had a couple of bad falls, haven't you?
Yeah, it is. I've had a few injuries, but it's part and parcel of it all, I guess.
What's the worst injury you had?
Yeah, so I reckon it was 2015 at Donald. I fell and I had bleeding to the brain, punctured lung, broken collarbone, fractured ribs. I was in a coma for 7 days and in hospital for nine and a half weeks, I think.
How do you come back from that and still want to get back on and do it all again?
It's good when you don't remember it. if I could remember the fall, that'd be a big question mark, but I don't remember it. And like I've always said, the day that I feel that a bit nervous or a bit windy about riding a horse is the day I'll give it away, because I'm not only a danger to myself, I'm a danger to everyone else that you ride with. And a lot of people have to understand that if they're getting a bit windy about riding a horse, I don't think they should ride in races.
So that is something you just push to the back of your mind, you don't even think about it?
No, I don't. Look, I've watched the replays a couple of times, and my mum and my wife, they spoke to me about it, but it's just sort of goes to the back of my mind and forget it.
How does the family handle it?
Mum's probably the worst. She has a tear here and there. I'm a bit of a mummy's boy. I'm the favourite one. So, she doesn't handle that ideal. But look, I've got a lot of family, brothers and sisters, so they all comfort her at the times when we're in need like that.
Speaking with Jack Hill out here at Caulfield Trackwork this morning, for you, Jack, can you make a decent living as a jockey?
Oh, look, I can. Look, it's a 24/7 job. Yeah. When you're someone like me that's got to work and go everywhere. But look, I love doing it, and like I said, I don't want to sit in an office. I love being outside, whether it's rain, hail, or shine.
Have you thought about the future? How long can you ride for?
Haven't thought about the future, but people keep bringing it up, asking me what I'm going to do when I give up riding. But I honestly don't know. I just go with the motions and see what happens.
Yeah. And is it? Can you explain to the listeners who never get on a horse in a race what it feels like when you're on a horse at top speed?
So find your window down and drive 60, 70, 80 k's, and it's a little bit like that. But you've got to get in traffic and dodge and weave and see how you go. But oh, look, it's pretty good. It's exciting. The adrenaline gets to you, and it's hard to explain, I guess, until you've actually done it. But I love it.
And Saturday's National Jockey Trust Day. You've been through a serious injury like that. How important is having days like that and the trust to support fallen jockeys?
Oh, look, it's fantastic. Like with my fall at Donald, they supported my mother and my wife. They had a week and a half off. Just, you know, they helped them, so they could be there with me, which was great. And then obviously the jockeys that have a fall and don't come back and haven't got earnings coming in, that it's great for them to support them until they get back on their feet and get going again, which is a fantastic thing.
Jack, good to catch up with you, mate. Good luck for the rest of the week. Have you got a winner for us later in the week?
Oh, I don't like to mock myself. As soon as I say they'll win, they'll get beat. So I don't know.
All right, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Good on, Jack.
Thank you.